Mike Stepovich's eldest daughter says the best way to begin to appreciate the important role her father played in Alaska history is by understanding that he loved the last frontier more than almost anything else.
The three things that were most important to him were family, faith, and Alaska. And those were the pillars of his life.
Antonia Gore says her father entered politics as a young man in the 1950s after serving in the Navy during World War II and later as Fairbanks's city attorney because, she says, he saw a need. In this case, a young territory that required smart young Alaskans to help govern it.
He was a young man. He saw what he thought needed to be done, and so he just set out to do it. And that's sort of how he lived his life, which I think is an Alaskan trait. You see something and it needs to get done, you do it. You know, because you know if you wait around, it might not get done. It's a small population, so everybody pitches in.
Stepovich served three terms in the territorial legislature as a Republican and gained a reputation as a diplomatic consensus builder who held the needs of Alaska above party. That may have helped influence President Dwight Eisenhower's decision to appoint the 38-year-old Stepovich as territorial governor in 1957. Gore says by then Stepovich had come to believe that Alaska must become a state so it could take care of more of its own affairs. And although many here in Alaska and outside were skeptical, Stepovich took up the cause with encouragement by his friend and fellow statehood advocate Bob Bartlett, the territory's Democratic delegate to Congress. In 1958, the young governor began what his daughter calls a sort of nationwide lobbying effort to give Americans an up-close look at the face of Alaska and in the process win their support for its statehood. Part of that effort took place in the media. Time and Life magazines ran cover stories on Stepovich and the statehood drive, and on television, including appearances on a popular game show and a late-night talk show.
That was part of the lobbying effort. Also, he was on the Jack Parr Tonight Show, and that was another way of getting the word out that Alaska had bright, smart people there.
Congress granted statehood on June 30th, 1958, and 2 months later, Stepovich resigned to run for U.S. Senate. But he lost to Ernest Greening, and 2 years later, Bill Egan beat him in a race for governor. In 1966, he lost out to fellow Republican Wally Hickle in the gubernatorial primary. Gore says her father took it all in stride because he wasn't running for office for fame or political advancement. His motivation was, again, to help out.
He ran because he thought there was something he could do, something he could offer.
Stepovich's legacy will be commemorated in a reception to be held Friday afternoon at the UAF Wood Center after Mass is celebrated in a late morning service at Sacred Heart Cathedral. He'll be laid to rest later at Birch Hill Cemetery with full military honors and escort by Alaska State Troopers. For KUAC, I'm Tim Ellis in Fairbanks.